Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action. It's February, winter February. It's Fulham at home in the Premier League. Team news is in, and it's no surprise that it's pretty much just one change from the team that played against Arsenal. Cunha is in because Dorgu has got an injury, hamstring injury. He did go off in that game. So it's Lemens in goal, Dalot, Maguire, Martinez and Shaw, Casemiro and Mainoo with Bruno Fernandes a bit further forward. Then it's Cunha. Probably from the left, you would think. Ahmad on the right, and then with Mbeumo in the middle. Obviously, two fantastic results for Manchester United in the last couple of weeks against, obviously, last week against Arsenal, the week before against Manchester City. But these are the matches that United have struggled in. These are the games that actually show if you're actually a good football team or not. And we'll see today against Fulham that Manchester United should be putting on the same kind of performance that they put on against Manchester City, where they're on the front route from pretty much the majority of the game. Yes, Manchester City had a lot more of the ball and they were playing a bit more counter-attacking. It was a different kind of win against Arsenal last week. Much more bunkered down, being steely, battling, making sure that Arsenal didn't get things easily. Obviously, two wonder goals helped with that, but that's part of two wonder goals, obviously a mistake for Arsenal's first goal from them, but that's part of football. And to be fair, United, they have been scoring goals this season. That's one thing you can't compare to last season, hence why relegation was a distinct possibility last season, because if you're not scoring goals, United have always looked like they can score goals. It's about taking their opportunities, and it's been more about the football that was being seen, because you look with your eyes. But also, I mean, as I say, I've called players out and I've called them out before. And as I say, these players seem to be putting in a lot more effort at the moment. And they're doing their usual thing of saying, oh, under Michael Carrick, it's this, isn't it? Shut up. Just do your job on the pitch. That is where people will look at it and say, fair enough. Because you can do whatever you want off the pitch. If you're winning games, that's what matters, especially at Manchester United, a club that had not been winning games enough for a long, long time. So, as I say, I'll be interested to see, because obviously Fulham, I mean, a lot of teams come to Old Trafford, think they can take United on, but Fulham won't be doing what Manchester City do. I can tell you that. They won't keep the ball as often. So this is about United pushing on and not being able to just rely on counter-attack, which they have done, you know, a couple of times, well, in the last two matches, because Arsenal and Man City are always going to be attacking you. Obviously, the two sides that are at the top of the league, along with Aston Villa. So for Manchester United, they need to actually put their stamp on the game, take their opportunities and win the match. And they need to turn up, because as I say, they've turned up against teams that have been above them this season. Yes, they've lost some. Well, the only game they didn't was Manchester City away. But yes, they lost to Arsenal, home to Arsenal and to Aston Villa. But those were unfortunate. They should have got at least a point out of those two games. The performances were good. And obviously, they beat Liverpool at Anfield and they beat Chelsea. So, and obviously, they're the five teams above them in the league. So they need to show that the teams below them, where they have struggled to beat them, a lot of draws, but there have been a lot of draws in the Premier League this season, generally, hence why it's so compact. You've got the three above them that are broken away, and then everybody else is quite compact, although with Liverpool and Chelsea winning yesterday, they've both jumped above Manchester United. So a little bit of pressure on United, and as I say, said before and I'll say it again, the weak mentality of these players, especially the ones that have been here a number of years, you would hope with Cunha and with obviously Mbeumo playing superbly. I mean, Ahmad, who has been good in the last couple of games, but he hasn't really set the world on fire this season compared to last season. So, you know, there's a lot more, I think, to come from Ahmad, and maybe today this is where Ahmad comes into his own. But it will need a team performance from Manchester United, because this Fulham side, very good. They're very steely against Brighton last week. From all reports, they should have been dead and buried, but they were only a goal down at half time and they fought back and won the game. So, you know, that is a skill in itself. And, you know, if a team up the top of the table had done that, you you'd be thinking, that's a side that, you know, well, say Fulham are going to win the title, but I'm just saying that's a side that knows exactly what they need to do. They can hang in there if need be, and when they get their opportunity, take them and get results. So I'm just wandering up to Lindy's, my friend Lindy's now. And then, yeah, ready for the game. Kick-off at 2 o'clock. So I will be back post-match with my thoughts. Can Manchester United win three games in a row for the only... Well, it's the second. It'll be the second time this season. But I don't know, will it be like the second time in God knows how long at this football club? So we'll see how things go. And as I say, this is the Jason Wilcox regime. As I say, he's done the well. Obviously, he's got Michael Carrick in, and things have started off well. But obviously, the most important thing that he's done, and the thing that he's the scum parasite Glazers will be happy about, and Sir Rat, because he is a Glazer enabler, is the fact that no money's needed to be spent in the transfer window, despite having £65 million apparently for Semenyo, and now obviously sacking Ruben Amorim and his staff cost £15 to £20 million. They'll claim that's the transfer issue. As I say, you do what I do worry at this football club. We get one injury, you tend to get a few more. So as I say, Dorgu is out for some time. As I say, the Jason Wilcox regime has started well on the pitch and also off the pitch with the people that are not helping this football club in the slightest. But anyway, I will be back post-match with my thoughts. All over Old Trafford is finished. Manchester United 3, Fulham 2, a Sesco last-minute stoppage time winner after Fulham got a last-minute stoppage time equaliser. An absolutely excellent game of football. And Fulham, and I've spoken about this before, what have they done to Manchester? What have Manchester United or Fulham ever done to Manchester United in regards of... They are unfortunate. They've been in a number of games the last few seasons. They just can't get over the line against us. But this is a huge result. This is a bigger result than it is against Manchester City or Arsenal. They obviously facilitate that result, today's result. But it was the fact that United have always struggled in these kinds of matches. And to be fair, today, probably, if you're looking at the stats, it was a very even game. But it was just that extra little bit of quality that got Manchester United over the line today. And the extra little bit of quality that the money that United have and the players that they bought that got them over the line. I mean, in regards of the game, tail of the tape, Casemiro with the first goal. United did get a penalty after Cunha was fouled on the edge of the box. Although, I'm still not sure... it'd be interesting to hear the audio. The ref gave the penalty. I thought he gave it for the so-called foul. It wasn't a foul. The player got the ball when Cunha did some good work on the sideline. But Cunha was pulled back before he got into the penalty area. The defender sensibly let go. That's what VAR looked at. And if that's what the referee gave the penalty for, then you do give a free kick. And then from that free kick, Fulham did switch off. And Casemiro put the ball into the back of the net. I mean, Fulham had started much more brightly than Manchester United. And a concern was Fulham were playing through Armin Field. They were. I mean, that happened throughout the game. And they were pushing on. There was a save for Lemons early on from a corner. And Bruno did have an opportunity when he was put through from a long ball, but he just didn't quite get the control on the ball. And Coenza got back. He was the one that gave away the so-called penalty, which wasn't a penalty, but became a free kick. And he was outdrawn by Casemiro for the goal as well. And as I say, we were in the first half, both sides were. There was a very fluid and watchable game with both teams having a go. And at halftime at 1-0, you're happy as Manchester United. You've taken your opportunity from the set piece. And, you know, you want to think to yourself, right, let's push on into the second half. And then into that second half, 10 or so minutes in, a no-look pass from Casemiro through to Cunha, who put in an absolutely brilliant finish. It looked like the keeper might have made an error sort of at the near post, but it was just the power from Cunha. As you say, that's that extra bit of quality. You paid £60 million for this player. This is what you want to see. Not been brilliant, too brilliant in regards of sort of in his outfield play, but he got into some good positions. Obviously, he helped set up the free kick for the first goal. and sort of he got in there, but on this was on the right hand side, so he sort of come across from the left and smashed it into the top of the net. And then, you know, United were leading 2-0, probably flattered them that they were leading by that level of score at that point. But this is, it's taking you opportunities when you're in the ascendancy in the match. If you score a goal, that pushes you, you know, ahead of the game. And, you know, but to be fair, Fulham, they still kept attacking. They still were not necessarily running through United's midfield, but they were finding gaps with some lovely passing. And they did actually score a goal from a free kick, but it was offside. Cuenca involved again. He got the goal, but he would have been offside. But it was a Chukwueze, I think, that was actually giving it for the first after deflection off the wall from the free kick. Carrick did make some substitutions. Agata came on for Casemiro. Sesko came on for Cunha. And basically, Sesko's first touch was a brilliant cross from Ahmad. I mentioned Ahmad before the game. He had a good game. He had a shot saved in the first half of his classic sort of cutting in from the right-hand side. Crossed to Sesko, headed against the post. He should be scoring from that. And then sort of a 3-0, that would have been it with 15 minutes or so to go. But the fact United didn't get that goal, it's, as you say, it gave Fulham, you know, they're thinking to themselves, we're still in this game, we get a goal back, and they did get a goal back. Harry Maguire was caught out with a cross just before Fulham did equalise, caught underneath the ball, but he got back in, him and he didn't quite control it well, and he got back in to clear it, and Lemens was there as well to help with that. And then a ball into Jimenez on the right-hand side. No idea where Dallow was. He was completely through. And he had a shot. It was saved by Lemens, but Harry Maguire dived in and took him out after he'd had the shot. And it was a penalty. You've seen them given. You've seen them not given. But a little bit rash from Maguire. He probably did have to make some kind of go at it, but in the gates, Lemon's save, and then Jimenez himself put the ball into the back of the net. To be fair, Jimenez, he's always caused us problems when he's played for Wolves and Fulham. Today, Maguire and Martinez really sort of kept him under lock and key until towards the end of the game. And then you're sort of thinking to yourself, all right, Fulham, this was 5 minutes ago. Fulham have opportunity now. And they were attacking. They had a lot more of the ball. United was sitting back. I mean, at this stage for me, it's about leadership. It's about making sure that United see the game out. But unfortunately, they couldn't. Lovely little 1-2 with Kevin. He ran through. He just ran past Ahmad and Mazraoui. Agate couldn't cover the space that they had left with an absolutely fantastic killed shot into the back of the net, just into stoppage time. And United, you're thinking to yourself, 2 points thrown away. Although, to be fair, Fulham, if you look at the game, a draw would have been a fair result. If you look, you know, look at the stats, look at the way that the game gone, Fulham gave a brilliant account of themselves. But United did push further forward. Bruno Fernandes, who'd had, obviously, an assist for the first goal, took the free kick for Casemiro's header. Again, similar-ish to Cunha. It wasn't brilliant in outfield play, but it's one thing he did do. As well as obviously the free kick, a lovely little dummy to do Calvin Bassey. Obviously, he didn't have the pace to get away from Bassey, but he put the ball into nicely to Sesko. It was sort of behind Sesko, but he controlled it and then curled it into the roof of the net for the whole of Old Trafford to go mad. Me and Linda went mad, and a fantastic goal. I was pleased for Sesko because, as I say, you would look at that header he missed at, he hit the post with it at 2-0, and that was the game. But yeah, I did manage to see out the game and get the result. And this is a huge result. And as I say, the Jason Wilcox regime, 3 wins in a row. I mean, obviously Michael Carrick is the manager, but this is on Jason Wilcox. It is on him. He made the change. And United have won three games in a row for the second time this season. But this is a huge, huge result. And it was a difficult game. And Fulham, they played their part. And, you know, they will leave Old Trafford thinking, not for the first time, thinking, and the same at Craven Cottage, to be perfectly honest, thinking, how do we not at least get something out of that game? Obviously, Casemiro performed really well. I have criticised him, and I'd say My mate Adam, he'd sort of said last time, oh, did you give Jason Wilcott some praise in the last pod? He said, I always give credit where credit's due. And, you know, fair play to Casemiro. He, obviously, with the goal and then with the assist, he has to do that for the rest of the season. This is the point. You don't get credit just for doing it for a few games. You have to do it for the rest of the season. I mean, before in the studio, you had Jamie Carragher and Ashley Young praising Luke Shaw and Harry Maguire, fair enough. But they've done it for a couple of two or three games. And Harry Maguire today struggled towards the end of the match. Luke Shaw, who somehow has managed to stay fit for the whole of the season. It's like there's like, you know, a competition, you know, World Cup or European Championships at the end of the season. I mean, Luke Shaw, the guy, Bruno Fernandes, has been at the club 6 years less than him. And he's played as many games as him. I know, obviously, he had his bad injury. Which, you know, even if you sort of take out that year, you know, he needs to stay fit. But part of the job of players is to stay fit. I mean, Mason Mount, I didn't realise this until I got to Linders and saw the subs bench. Not even on the bench. He got a knock in training. And you need United players to stay fit. Because you saw today, they did struggle a little bit. As you say, Casemiro came off. And I don't know why, maybe it was a knock or not. Ogarte came on. And a lot of people blaming Ogarte for why United lost the 2-goal lead. Fulham were running through the midfield anyway before Ogarte came on. The penalty was nothing to do with Ogarte. It was a mistake by Harry Maguire, made the challenge. The goal was actually, for me, Mazraoui and Ahmed. So this is the thing. I mean, Ogarte came on and he made interceptions. And say, he's not as good on the ball as Casemiro. But he didn't give the ball. I don't think he gave the ball away for the time he was on the pitch. But I mean, part of that obviously is that Fulham had a lot more of the ball. But also, you got players who were tired. I mean, Kobbie Mainoo had an understated game today. He gave the ball away a couple of times with a simple passage early on, but he got better and better into the game. But you could see he was getting tired. So a guy's not coming on with a fresh Kobbie Mainoo, and it seemed like Casemiro was playing a bit further forward. They're sort of working towards that. And as I say, Fernandes didn't have his greatest of games, but when he needed to provide the quality, obviously the cost for the goal, and then the dummy is brilliant. As I say, the ball he plays in, because he knows he's not getting away from Calvin Bassey. So he just whacked it in. There was a little period before when Ahmad was running down the side with Calvin Bassey. He couldn't get past him, and he had the pace. So I mean, Bassey is quite pacey as well, so, and obviously stronger than Ahmad. So brilliant ball in, and that's what you need. United have won this game through partly down a little bit on moments of quality from players that need to be stepping up. And I've talked about the players are stepping up and performing, but they have to do that week in, week out. It's no good doing it for a few games and then just thinking that's it. And as I say, fair play to Sesko coming on. As I say, should have scored with his first opportunity. The second opportunity he just took brilliantly. And, you know, he might have to work for the bench. But the thing is, Bruno apparently went off with a knock, so is that an issue there? But we've got changes you can make off the bench to score goals. I spoke about the goals United scored. United scored 8 goals in 3 matches. They've scored goals throughout the season. They've been so much better. And obviously, part of that was spending upwards of 200 million, Cunha and Bruno and Sesko. So we should be getting more goals. The big issue is still midfield. Transfer window is still open, by the way. United need to find some kind of, like, an all-action style midfielder. To be honest, I don't think they'll get one, because that's not the plan. Jason Wilcott has done the job of paying off Amorim and his assistants. So that was the transfer budget, although there's still 40 odd million for Semenyo. Semenyo, who scored again today, a player United were, to be fair, looking at. But obviously, Semenyo has gone to a club that's in the Champions League, got a chance of winning the title, which United, obviously, at the time, they were looking to buy him. Semenyo's not thinking to win the title, but it is a move from Bournemouth to Manchester United. But obviously, at this point of the season, he's looking, Manchester City could win the title, and they could win the Champions League. And then they're in the League Cup and they're in the FA Cup. So, you know, opportunities there. But United do need a midfielder. I can't see them buying one in January. It's desperation when you get to this point. But they need something. Because when Casemiro came off a guy, he's just a defensive midfielder. He hasn't got the extra bit of skills that probably Casemiro has in that role. He does have more legs. But further up the pitch, he's not the guy that's necessarily going to get a goal or put the pass in that Casemiro put in for Cunha today. So, an excellent result for Manchester United. It builds up the wins. Next up, it's Spurs at home. Again, people be saying, well, United should be looking to win this game. They should be, obviously we should be looking to win it. United should be winning that game, but we've seen this Premier League. We've seen, I've come back from Linders and Spurs were awful for the part of the game that I watched. They were 2-0 down. They come back to draw 2-2 with Manchester City. So, you know, with this league, you cannot take anything for granted. Remember, hang on a minute, what's that? Fulham were 2-0 down against Manchester United with 5 minutes to go. They got it back to 2-2. United wrestled back the opportunity and took the chance thanks to Sesko and Bruno Fernandes, brilliant playing Sesko. So, you know, no game is a guarantee, and United would need to be on track. And as I say, I do worry about the midfield. It does seem to be easy enough to play against. As I say, Fulham had more possession. Fulham did more attacking. I say that. Actually, you could argue that they did. They had more possession. They had more of the ball. And United, the way they say it wasn't necessarily playing counter-attack. Fulham did have players deeper. But these are the matches that United need to seek out and win. And as I say, when you get to 2-0, you want it to like just be a routine 2-0. Even though maybe Fulham would have deserved better if United had won 2-0. Or even, you know, if Sesko gets that goal and it's 3-0. Fulham would have definitely deserved better. But you just think, the job is done, let's move on. And that's sort of what you would hope United would be able to do. But there's still issues within that football club and the issues there. But I think we'll be stuck with this playing staff. 3 out of 3 from Michael Carrick, as I've said, wins 17 in a row, giving the job. But Jason Wilcox has to be very, very careful. As I say, he's got more football now than Ed Woodward, who is a disgrace, an absolute shocker. And as I say, to all the people who thought give him a chance, what a bunch of Muppets you are. But anyway, an excellent win for Manchester United, and on to the next. Spurs at home next week. I'm at a beer festival, but I'll be catching it before I go into the beer festival. So as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musicglobal.co.uk, up at Vares Podcast Platform, such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, PCast, Podchaser. Search MUSC Global and it will come up. As I say, next up is Spurs, the early kickoff. Next Saturday lunchtime kickoff, as I say, I'll be at a beer festival. I'll be watching that game, and possibly with what I think definitely one Manchester City fan, possibly two. So yeah, let's see if we can get a better result than Manchester City got today. That would be the hope, as I say. Spurs haven't lost to any Manchester teams this season. They beat City at City, drew with City at home today. They drew with Manchester United at the Tottenham Stadium. Again, that was a last minute goal from De Ligt. Where to say, Matthias De Ligt, where's he? We do need him back. We need those options, because obviously it looks like Carrick's quite happy with sticking with Maguire and Martinez at the moment, but there may need to be changes. But as I say, one game a week for Manchester United. Players need to recover, get ready, and then get back on track and back on the horse, ready for the next game. So as always, thanks for listening, and I'll be back after the Spurs game on Saturday.